Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today, continuing to share with you on the subject of the fear of the Lord. God wants a holy people walking in the fear of the Lord. You know, He's made us a peculiar people. We're to be separate from the ways of the world. We're not to be conformed to the world. We're to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. We are in the world, but we're not of the world. And we are to pass our time of our sojourning here in the earth in the fear of the Lord. What is the fear of the Lord? The fear of the Lord is to stand in awe of the Lord. Stand in awe of Him. It is clean, pure, holy, uncontaminated. It is the beginning of knowledge. We've looked at all these scriptures. It is the beginning of wisdom, the Bible says in Proverbs. It's the instruction of wisdom. And in Proverbs 8:13, it says, "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil." You should hate evil. In the measure that you hate evil is the measure of the establishment of the fear of the Lord in your life. You should hate pride, hate lying, hate doing wrong, hate evil thoughts in your heart, hate any actions that are contrary to the Word, hate anything that would cause a sowing of discord among brethren, hate anything that would cause you to draw back from the things of God. When you have the fear of the Lord, you'll walk in His ways. The fear of the Lord, that's wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. Understanding is acting on hating evil and departing from it, and walking in the ways of the Lord. If you got the fear of the Lord, boy, you're going to turn away from those areas of sin in your life. You got some problems with areas of sin, get yourself in the Word and develop in the fear of the Lord and develop that hatred of evil, and you will turn away from everything that is not of Him. So we're going to stand in awe of Him, and we're going to recognize His holiness and His righteousness and His righteous judgments in the way of His Word. Every one of us are called to fear God and be holy as He is holy. Praise God. We know that the world has no fear of God before their eyes. The wicked, they just transgress left and right. The fear of God is not in them as they continue in the ways of darkness. They've not known the way of peace. They've not known the ways of righteousness, because they have no fear of God before their eyes. There's many Christians out there that have drawn back and have backslidden, turned away from doing the Word consistently, and they have not seen the development of the fear of the Lord in their life. We've been talking about how we develop this fear of the Lord. It is not something that we just have automatically when we're born again. We must learn to fear the Lord. It is taught, Psalms 34, verse 1. We saw the fact that the fear of the Lord is something that is taught. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. It also comes by hearing the Word of God. He said, "I'll make them hear my words that they may learn to fear me all thy days that they live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children." As you hear God's Word, it will develop the fear of the Lord before you. Also, your heart is important, because God is with you according to what's in your heart. He wants you to give Him your heart. In Deuteronomy 5:29, He says, "Oh, that there were such a heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever." Do you want it to be well with you? Do you want it to be well with your children forever? You need to have a heart that is sold out to doing the Word, that has the fear of the Lord established, that you will keep all of the commandments of the Lord your God. Deuteronomy 6:1 talks about being a doer of the Word. It is imperative, if you're going to develop the fear of the Lord, that you are a doer of what you hear. As you do the Word, it says that you will learn to fear the Lord your God as you keep His statutes and His commandments. And what's going to happen? You're going to be blessed. Your days are going to be prolonged. God's going to bring His blessings to pass in your life. In fact, Israel was required to fear the Lord thy God and to walk so that they'd walk in His ways, love Him, and serve Him with all their heart and with all their soul. We also talked about another principle. Tithing is so important. When you tithe, you will learn to fear the Lord your God always. Why is that? Because you put God as your total source in life. you put him first place. If you don't tithe, then you are not relying upon him. The tithe is holy, it belongs to him. As you give back and pay tithes to the Lord, what belongs to him, the tithe holy and belongs to him, then you're going to be showing the fact that you consider him your source. And that is the first tenth of your income. You pay tithes and then you give offerings above that. God wants us to bring the tithes and offerings to him. Otherwise, we'll be cursed with a curse. And we don't have the fear of the Lord before us. We also talked about having a heart, serving him with singleness of heart. He says, unite my heart to fear thy name. And this is going to happen because your heart's right before him. It's going to be evident because you walk in the truth of God's word. We also talked about obedience. In Genesis 22, we saw the fact that Abraham was tested by God, told to take his son, Isaac, and to go up to the land of Moriah and offer him as a burnt offering there. Well, Abraham had the confidence that if he did that, that God would raise him from the dead. And he went forth up there to do that. When he got up there, Abraham stretched forth his hand, took the knife to slay his son, and the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. Now God knows. He knows by what you do, whether you're obedient to him. Obedience is going to show the fear of the Lord. You will learn the fear of the Lord through your obedience. This is a very important principle. Many people never really learn the fear of the Lord because they never get to the place of being obedient the way God wants them to. God is looking for you to be obedient to him. Learn to do whatever he tells you to do. Praise God. Also, we saw in Colossians 3:22, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. Every time you do something with singleness of heart unto the Lord, that shows the fear of the Lord. Don't do things in life as a men pleaser. Be a God pleaser. It says, whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord, not unto men. Be obedient and do everything unto the Lord. That'll show the fear of God before you. Hebrews 11:7, talking about Noah. He was warned of God of things not seen as yet, but he was moved with a fear of the Lord. And what happened? He prepared an ark to the saving of his house. He obeyed what God told him to do. Whenever God tells you to do something, or if he warns you of something not seen as yet, you be obedient, and if you have the fear of God before you, you'll do exactly what he tells you to do. It's important that you have obedience established so that you will learn to fear the Lord your God. Exodus 20, verse 20, talks about how God has come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces that you sin not. God will prove every one of us. He wants to find out if the fear of God is before us, and if we have the fear of God before us, we'll hate sin and we will not sin. In the measure that you have developed in the fear of the Lord will be the measure of sin being defeated and put underfoot in your life. As you turn away from it and you walk in the truth, that shows the fear of the Lord. Proverbs 16:6 says that by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Because you have the fear of God before you, you don't want to sin. You depart from evil. You hate things that are evil. You hate the sin. Instead, you love righteousness. You love the Word of God. And you're going to do what His Word says. Another principle that's important in developing the fear of the Lord is praise and worship unto the Lord. In Psalms 5, verse 7, he says, as for me, I'll come into the house in the multitude of the mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. With the fear of the Lord, we're going to praise and worship the Lord, ministering unto him. Psalms 22:23 says, ye that fear the Lord, praise him. When you have the fear of God before you, you'll be a praiser and a worshiper. You'll be ministering unto him because you know that he is God. You know that he is your all in all. He's your total source. He is the God who judges righteously. And you want to walk uprightly before him, being obedient to him in all things in your life. Psalms 96:9, or worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. fear before Him all the earth. As you worship Him in the beauty of holiness, that shows the fear of God before you. God wants the fear of God before you. Remember Job? Job was one who had the fear of God before him, as far as the fact that he would never deny God. He would believe in God and hold fast to Him. At the same time, he had problems that were developed because he had fear that his sons would sin. He had fear, and he was always offering up sacrifices. He also had fear about the things that would come upon him. And because of that fact, even though he would never turn and curse God, that nonetheless, he had problems that came upon him because of the things that he greatly feared of the devil. He was afraid of these things that would happen, and because of his fear, this is not the fear of the Lord, but this is a tormenting fear, the thing which I greatly feared has come upon me, and that which I was afraid of has come unto me. This shows you the fact that you can have the fear of the Lord in one respect, and yet have areas of sin or fear, wrong kind of fear, which can open up the door for the devil and give the devil place, as Satan had place, to smite him and to bring much destruction against him. When he finally repented, got things right, then God blessed him back with twice that he had to begin with. Proverbs 14:2, it says, "He that walks in his uprightness feareth the Lord." Another thing that develops you in the fear of the Lord is uprightness of heart. And this is not just something you have once in a while. This is something that you have consistently. If you will walk in uprightness of heart, that shows the fear of the Lord. In verse 16, "A wise man feareth and departs from evil." In the measure you've departed from evil shows the measure of the fear of the Lord established in you and the wisdom of God imparted to you. We want to be wise. If we're wise, it shows the fear of the Lord, and evidence of it is that we depart from evil. As we walk uprightly before Him, then God's going to bless us. You know, blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delights greatly in His commandments. Psalms 112:1. You should have the fear of God before you. You'll get in the Word, you'll delight greatly in His commandments, and you'll be a hearer and a doer of the Word, and God's blessings will come upon you. We're going to talk more on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As you have received the Word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.